So, the... Again, just a quick review of where we were was, again, we went through, overall, they're going to ask basically 8 or so questions you see on the front page. I'm not going to review them again. In terms of any ask, any time one encounters something in technology, they're going to be 8 questions, meta questions, which one should be asking, which we'll eventually be going through. First, the first of the questions is, which malacha are you being... are you dealing with? Which malacha are you trying to accomplish? For example, if one's doing the laundry, one's clearly probably doing, even if they're using a machine to do so, they're being over on the labbing. That's pretty clear. But then there can be other discussions. You know, I'm not going to be doing malachas, etc. But there are, sometimes there are gonna, you're going to be trying to do something which is awfully close, similar to what the malacha used to be, but it may or may not be the same malacha, and that's what you have to analyze. It makes you rethink the actual gather of that particular malacha. We started out, one example of that, one of the first ones which was discussed, was, and still is, whether or not if one lights what we call an incandescent light, an incandescent bulb, which is has a metal filament, which basically one sends electricity through that, into that metal, and that metal resists it. Because of the resistance, it creates both heat and therefore light. It heats up and therefore produces light. And I'm told that's going, they're going out of style because it's because even becoming almost illegal, they want you to use things which are more energy efficient. But I guess we move slowly into technology, so we have to move. We're still, I don't know, 100 years behind probably, and. Besides that, it's still no gaya, this question, in terms of other areas of these incandescent lights, in terms of electric ovens, electric heating devices, which it's whatever this question, and it's stam, it gets you into interesting lumdus anyway, into analyzing the shiloh, to determining whether or not this is considered havara when you turn on that light. So we started talking last time, we went through some of the gemaras about... We went through some of the Gemaras, is lighting such a bulb that constitutes Havara. We discussed it in terms of Karban Pesach. We discussed it in terms of Sreifas Bezdin. Nothing was very convincing in either direction. You know, Raya's Mekana Lakan, which then led us into the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Raya. That's probably the most basic place to start within this discussion, is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Raif. He says, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph. Hamavir kol shehu chayiv, v'hu shehi tzorech le'efer, avam hivir derech hashchos l'apatim nishim mekalkel. We'll skip a little bit. V'chein hamavlik es haner, v'aso eitzim ben l'schamim ben l'hoi ha'reiz ha'chayiv, Hamechanim es abarzel k'day litzarfo b'mayim. Ariza told us, ma'vir v'chayiv. Person who heats up metal in order to litzarfo b'mayim is to further harden it in the water by using water. These days, apparently, they would soften it and throw on some cold water, and that would harden the metal kli. Ariza told us, ma'vir v'chayiv. So on that, the Ravid comments. It says, Hariza told us, Mavir v'chayiv, Amar Avram, v'lom alom yishum b'vashol k'mo sikhtza l'asona d'merapi rapi v'hadar kamit. Meaning, he thinks it should be, you went to Gemara, Nayim Dalan of Ebeiz, the Ravid thinks, why are you, Mr. Rambam, why did you tell us that if this is Havara, it should be Bishol, as the Gemara says, you throw in a sifl, you throw in some type of wooden board into a furnace, and first it's chayiv yishum bishul. And when it says why chayiv, it's chila roughly v'hadar kamit. First it softens and then it hardens. Apparently, the simple pshat of the Gemara is that the repoy when it hardens, I'm sorry, when it softens, is considered bishul. Okay, so the Ravid. Unclear what he wants. unclear what he wants. Is he trying to say that Rambam, I understand you're telling me that it's Havara, but it should also be Bishul, which is one way of learning him, which is a little bit difficult to say because the Rambam already told us in Perek Tes, Halacha, let me find it quickly. Perek Tes Halacha, thank you. Amatech echo mimini matokos kolshu o machame mesatekes ashetase gacheles. I raised it, told us in the Vashel. So the person who softens metal by using heat and fire until it turns into a metal coal, that's a form of Bishul. It's a form of Bishul. So the Rambam, it's very hard to say that the Ravid is bothered by the Rambam leaving out Bishul. What's more mistaber is that what the Ravid is trying to do is say that Rambam, why are you telling me it's Havara? At best you're going to tell me it's going to, it should be Bishul, it shouldn't be Havara. And okay, that's what that is. So it's often understood we have a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid as to whether or not hamechamim es hamateches is chayiv mishum havara or mishum bishul. I guess one thing we'll get back to soon is what's the difference? If so, what's the difference? Which malacha it is? It's havara or bishul? So kol sofi over malacha. What's it? Lamein afkamina. So number one, it may depend. Maybe they'll have different shiurim. I don't know. But more important than that is l'chora, it should make a difference in terms of the inverse. Dahainu. Whatever is going to be true about turning it on, okay, you're a chayiv in some malacha. So if it's havara, l'chora the word is you are mavir in eish. So then if I was mavir in eish, l'chora when I turn it off, it should then be turning, extinguishing an eish, l'chora therefore it should be kibloi. Maybe machatin sichagufa or the like, but it should still be a form of kibloi. Masha'ein kain, when, if you would tell me that the isser is the malach in the first place was only bishul, then one would argue the case that when I would turn it, when I would take it, when I would extinguish it, then it wouldn't be kibloi. I would basically, obviously, when one takes the soup off the fire, then achay mishum kibloi. Right? There's no inverse of bishul. There's no inverse in bishul, so it would chap and afkamina in terms of when I take it off the fire. And when I would extinguish, when I close the, turn off the light. Would that be a problem with kibbutz? Point number one. And we'll have other distance time, but any afkamina which may flow from it being, it's itself being an eish, would depend on this, could depend on this question. So if that's all it is, there was nothing to do per se with a filament, with the fact that I'm dealing with an electric light, all of this should be so. The same issues should apply. If I was dealing with it, was, you know, in the old-fashioned way, you would take a match, you would take a fire, you throw a piece of metal into a furnace, and then this is machlokes. There's nothing unique about this new. This isn't really a new shiloh. This is an old machlokes Rambam Ravid. If that would be the only case. However, could one distinguish in all directions? Yeah. Could one distinguish and say that the in terms here, even if you'll tell me normally that Hamavir Esaish, Esamatechas, would be Chayiv Mishum Mavir, here maybe yes, or here maybe no. If normally I'd be Chayiv here, I'd still be Pater. Normally I'd be Pater here, I would still be Chayiv. We'll try to go in all different, in all directions. Okay? Now, why would one not be Chayiv? What's the difference? If I light a piece of wood on fire, if I light a piece of metal, if I light a piece of metal, what's the tzad that it should be any different? Why make it tasty that it should be pater? Make it tasty that it should be pater. So I have to get to that. So even more basic than that. What? Oh, excellent. So the many understand the Ravid order of Moshe as a tshuva. Rav Moshe as a tshuva in I'll give you the Ramakam soon. Moshe has a marmok. Moshe has a tshuva about that electric blankets. Orachaim Gimel Nun, electric blankets, in which he thinks in explaining the Ravid. He doesn't actually. He's not even explaining the Ravid. He will get to a bit more. Yeshlomar de lo havi kavara veish mishum de lo enin neveres. It doesn't get consumed. It doesn't get burnt. Kedivri Hamagid Mishnah to explain the Dasa Rambam. This itself is going to need Hesber. But he explains, why is it that the Rambam doesn't tell you Chai Bisham Bishal? For the following reason. The Lekho Bishal, Bedover Shenev Eres Legamri. This itself needs to be thought about in terms of Bishal, not for right now. But let's say if you burn the Chametz, for example. You burn the chametz. You have leftover chametz on Erev Pesach. So you burn the chametz. Okay, so chora am chayiv mishum havara. So at the same time, would I also be chayiv for bishul? You know, let's say you have flour. You have, take some type of material which wasn't yet cooked, wasn't yet baked, to make believe is, you know, bishul achar afia. Bishul achar afia, for we paskin, let's be paskin in the ways. You would take the... So you would take all your donuts, all your bread, everything that's never been cooked, it's only been baked, and you throw it in the fire. So in the course of that process, somewhere along the way, it got cooked. But you don't mean to be cooking it, you mean to be burning it. So are you chayav mishum bishul in the context of burning something? It's somewhere along the way, you were mevashel first. So is that... So the Magen Mishnah says here that what the pshat is, when you're dealing with this mateches, why are you not chayiv? He's answering the Ravid's question. He thinks, even though normally if I do something to the mateches, I could be chayiv and mevashelos the mateches. But if I'm being mavir the mateches, and his language is what? His language is that the davar she'nase or v'soreif, that can't be a bishul. So anyway, that's where the Magen Mishnah is Hagdara. So Rav Moshe takes it back the other way and says that the Hagdara of Havara, according to that Magen Mishnah, Havara means something which is being consumed. That's what Rav Moshe learns, that the Magen Mishnah is understanding the chilek between Bishul and Havara is one is when it's being consumed, and one is when it's just simply staying around, just getting very hot, or maybe going through some change. So I don't. So maybe there's a chiller. I have to figure out what that is. Possibly a thought that I had. I don't know. Maybe when I throw it into the fire is when I just leave it on top in order to. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what the Magen Mishnah is trying to accomplish. My nationality would be there is both. Anyway, there is this already this pre-existing machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Avnei Nezer, well-known machlokas. My makomos are all on the pages, if you want to see that. It's probably easy for me just to tell you that it exists. You'll see where it is on the page if you want to look it up. That the as to whether or not Havara needs to be consumed. In order for something to be kavara, we're speaking about incandescent lights, is that the problem of havara, is malchus havara? So there is a well-known machlokas between the Avnei Nezer and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav as to whether or not, in order for something to constitute havara, it needs to be consumed. It needs to be consumed.
When you say consumed, does that mean nicker?
Excellent question. What do you mean?
Does have to be?
Excellent question. That's going to be, but you read. I think you read the line that I quoted there from Moshe. Yeah, yeah, so that's going to be part. That's Gufo. We'll get to that in a few minutes, I think.
It has to be a fuel source?
Excellent question. What do you mean? Excellent question. That's going to be that was your mahalach. I agree to that. It's something important also. That's a very well-known machlokas between the Avnei Nezer and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Furthermore, already just to give that basis, where would they be coming from within that? Possibly, this is my own. This is a suggestion. I have it here in footnote 10, some other Maramikomas which lead you in, which discuss this thing at greater length, but about that's where all the Maramikomas are for that, by the way. In Tov Tzadik Hei, and the Avnei Nezer is quoted here, Rish Chav Tes, that it has to be something which is consumed by the fire, and possibly this could be the root of the debate between the Rashi and the Ramban and Daf Kuvav. Kuvav is a very labedik sogya. Kuvav is a very, very labedik sogya. So obviously we're not going to be yoreh to the omek of every prat and Daf Kuvav right now. Maybe even if we'll take a while to do that. But we'll glean one thing which may be coming out from that machlok, from that discussion. The root of that discussion, whether or not there is a havara and mekalkel be havara and chaval. There, maybe mekalkel by those would be different. But why? So within that discussion, Rashi makes a comment that the haray, every havara is really makalkal. Every havara is really makalkal. Rashi comments over there. To which, and that because he believes that that's going to shift his opinions. In fact, Yishtol Chayyeh tells you that makalkal b'chavura and havara is still going to be chayyeh. To which, what? Even though it's mekalkel, aval pichein, these malachos are different. That's where the Rashi goes from there. And the Ramban there argued, and that leads to different things in terms of malachos, in terms of mekalkel, it's part of the labor the kaita, that's what you. So the Ramban right there makes a comment and says, what do you mean every mekalkel is havara? That's not exactly correct. The gufo shel eish, tzarech lo. Only when you're trying to first burn something and then you, later on use the ashes or something like that, then I understand. Then it's basically a bikaro, a malechas makalkalin, and then I'm getting a handal later on. But when you're being nene meguf hadavar, that's a malacha. That's a malacha which is not makalkal. That's there. I'm creating an eish. So obviously, a large part of that machloka has a lot to do with the nature of that sugya and what's makalkal and what does it take to be makalkal, what does it take to be malacha tzvichel gufa and things like that. Well, things nothing to do with what we're talking about. But part of that debate very much may be dependent on what do I see? What is the malacha of havara that I'm looking at? Am I looking at the fact the malacha is possibly, according to Rashi, that something's being consumed? So do I look at it as the glass is half empty? You know, I'm consuming something, and then that inherently is a malacha. I'm a makalkalin. Or if you no, I'm not being makalkal something. I'm creating an ish. Then, so what's the on what lit the malacha? Is the malacha in the davar ha'nisba'er ha'niskale, or is the malacha in the creation of an quote unquote eish? That could be where they're coming from. I can't say it's mukhruch, but it's just a frame of reference. So there are those who argue this already. Avnei Nezer argues in explaining Bidas Ravid that you need to be something which is niskala. It needs to be something which is. And again, that's often to be understood in the machlokas Rambam Ravid, whether or not something needs to be, the Ravid thinks something needs to be consumed. Now, one could argue the case. In this case, when I'm dealing with an incandescent bulb, is that the truth? Is something being consumed or not? You know, eventually, the thing will wear out. And the bulb will wear out. The bulbs are not going to last forever. So that led people as great as this is in on page 2 on the Zimar Makomos at the bottom is there's I have a be afazen nefsh av kehava to niveres ksas. The page on the bottom number 2, so the shud malami the whole will have here kivan di efshed in isrokein. Well, I should take it a step back. Why is it that it doesn't burn immediately? Why doesn't it burn out very, very quickly? even if it doesn't get consumed, but it's just. So what they do is they take away, in order for the fire to continue burning, it needs to have oxygen. So what they do is they pull out somehow all the oxygen from that glass, from the bulb, and it's somehow able to continue to burn without being consumed. Sounds very similar to other Tzukim and Chumash, which, by the way, people bring rayas from within this discussion. That's one of the Yashiv's brother-in-law, Yudalevich. He actually brought a raya from that very thing. We see it doesn't need to be burnt within this discussion. We see the Torah calls it an esh. The Torah calls it lavas esh, even though it wasn't.
Right, the Torah also says it was abnormal.
Yeah, that's the other.
Right. Well,
they kind of
cared
also.
Right. So something normally has to have been. That's certainly the. So he has countless rites and various Meisanis and various Shas and things like that and various Nevi'im. They're on these pages here. Huh?
It's abnormal under normal conditions.
Right, so these are some of the things that people talk about. So anyway, so in this situation, they pull out all the oxygen from this bulb. So it's not going to be consumed. So that can constitute Havara Arna. So is the Pshat. The Malami Lahoel says, given the Yeshad and the smoke and call out Birmas Luchas, in came Mashu Mapsul and Everest. It's getting burnt, it's getting consumed, but very, very slowly. The Havara Becholshil, Lokain Eno Boeres, Femi, he quotes it now at 15,000 hours, 20,000 hours, and Malami Lahoel says, I don't know how long they last right now.
Not 15,000 hours.
Huh?
Not the one I have in my room. Not 50,000 hours.
Unless they put an extra zero, I'm not sure. Okay, I don't know, Sarkin. But, he thought that was still Havar, even though it took 15,000 hours. Because she came in for. The Gamkin, he's Pila Chomer, Habor, Be'esh, Afbuli, Avir, Cloud. And here I put in something which burns without being consumed, would that matter? But right, Rimbiyat also, in his Sefer, he also thought. Again, the Marmakom, I think, is there. And when he's dealing with Havar, he thinks. His first intuition was it should be Havara, but slowly it is getting burnt, it is getting consumed, even with all of this, assuming you need all of this. However, others thought, and again Rav Moshe was the one who believed, that this is not considered as being burnt, as being his language that he quotes there, Kibben Davidak Achars Mat Harbe Ve'eno Neker Dineveres Klal. That's the language of Rav Moshe. And I actually asked an engineer this morning how he would be magdu this. And he told me, one of the local engineers, he told me that he has to be eyeing it more. So the pshat is, he thinks, for example, things rust. What's the pshat that things rust over time? And it's not even necessarily what you call it being burnt and being consumed. It's simply something which is there around to the elements and just very tough elements. It will simply rust and corrode over a certain period of time. So when I asked him to describe this, he said, Sarachian. How you can be magdi this properly. So even if you assume you need havara, that need if it's in the sense of it needs to be consumed, is this being consumed or not, or is this simply more as the word he used was oxidation? Is it just simply being around, it's exposed to the environment in a very tough environment, in that sense being exposed to so much friction for so long, obviously it'll be affected over a period of time. So in that sense, one has to be ma'ayin, is that considered if one would need this now? Most Shlomo Zalman, he wanted to argue that was very not mistaber. Already, this is the precursor. This is the Shulchan Aruch Harav. It says mehechet tesi that needs to get burnt. Why other rabba? You're trying to create something. It's very not mistaber that it needs to actually be consumed. Why would I need that? This is not. Why would I need that at all? And. He thinks the word, even in the Ravid, is a completely different area, different issue. And as much as this is something that the Rabbi was getting at before, that the Geder Adin is not so much whether or not it's going to be consumed, but it's another part. Why is the Ravid thinking this may not be Havara? Even in the Ravid, that's a certainly he thinks that that's a Rambam, which I'm going to shared a few minutes that even in the Rambam thing may be different. But even in terms of the Ravid, Rosh Shlomo Zalman wanted to argue, this is in Simon Yebez and Minchas Shlomo, but again, I highly recommend any of the Ma'ore Eish HaSholem. They put out brand new, two volumes, all of Rosh Shlomo Zalman's writings, and in the back of it, they have one of his Talmidim, who was himself, I think it must be an engineer of some sort, to explain the history, and together with some of the engineering, together with some of the halacha that Rosh Shlomo Zalman was dealing with at the time, as he was dealing with things which are out of today's technology, we don't even not that we fully understand even today's, but certainly we didn't understand that things within that we don't even relate to anymore. So he tries to explain it, and with up and coming things which came out after Shlomo Zalman passed away, what he would say based on that. Very fascinating. Ma'ore Eish HaSholem, very highly recommended. So he suggests Shlomo Zalman that the reason why the Rebbe leaves it out is that the word of Havara is making a fire bigger, enlarging the fire. The Havara, meaning, let's say I already have a campfire, so I throw in another piece of wood, why am I chayiv more? Because now I have a larger fire. So now I had a match, and I added to the match, I have a candle, or I have a piece of wood, lit on fire instead of a little match. So that's Havara. Are you chayiv? Why not?
Started with zero. There was a fire. So you can't make a fire bigger if there's a fire.
Oh, no. Included in the... of course. Making it bigger from zero to one, of course, is a fire. The chiddush is even from one to one and a half, from one to two.
Okay.
Of course, meaning I made it bigger in the sense that if I had nothing, now I have something.
You go one candle to another.
And even lighting one candle to another is still
happening.
So in Havara, right, I'm sorry, so in Matechas, he argues, in Matechas, that because it's not being consumed, because why should that matter? But the fact it's not being consumed is a reflection of the fact that the fire is not consuming it. It's not Ocheles as stuff, and therefore it's not getting bigger, he argues. Yes, the thing is getting hot. The thing is, but it's not turning into part of the fire.
That itself requires that. Why is it a piece of metal a fire?
So.
I mean, that's the something else.
What?
I mean, that just pushes the question back one step, which is, okay, why isn't lighting the metal fire? Why is the metal itself fire?
I think he thinks because. So, usually because it's not going to be consumed, I think. And no, I say further. I would say I think the understanding of this is going to be because usually because it's not going to be consumed, therefore it's not going to make the fire bigger.
Right. Why isn't the metal itself fire?
Striking a match.
Striking a match, and now I have a flame I didn't have beforehand.
Right.
This is not going to change the fire in a kihuzat.
Right. What's the difference between a flame or a red hot piece of metal?
So that you could clear, but being that it's not being megadol, it's being that the fire is not going to be enhanced by this. That's his argument.
Okay.
The fire itself is not going to be enhanced by this. You could debate it. Therefore, he thinks you would not be chayav misham havar. Why is that itself? I think that itself, number one, may be the... We'll talk about that in the Rambam in a few minutes. That may be the why... We'll get to that in a few minutes in terms of the Rambam. But why is that itself not going to be... I think it could be the fire has to be able to be consumed, maybe to consume, and therefore you didn't give that power, you didn't give that cooperation anymore. Let's assume that. We'll work with that in a moment. It has to be what a fire could do. Maybe. Now, he therefore wants to say that based on the following. And this maybe gets to the point where he thinks to show you to work in your direction, and even if that's the right thing. So usually, and that's exactly where he's going. Usually, in a typical fire, what happens Again, I throw on a piece of wood. Until now, my fire was still here. I was already going down. So now, I throw on a piece of wood. It's going to go that way or that way. It's going to, something new is going to happen because of that. It's going to get stronger and bigger and the like. Mashenke, and if I throw a piece of metal into that same fire, it's not going to go bigger and stronger and whatever. However, when I'm dealing with chashmal, that's why particularly this is something unique to this discussion. When I pull that, I turn on that switch, what's happening? Until now, there was absolutely zero fire. There was no ish. Now, I have something which was which is a brand new ish. I was megadel a fire. Right? Until now I had nothing, and now I have something. So he thinks whatever the Raivi would be saying in terms of throwing a piece of metal into a furnace is not going to be shayach to when I'm dealing. He argues that he thinks even Bedasa Raivid, it would still constitute Havar. Because I am creating a brand new age which didn't exist beforehand.
Why is the incandescent bulb considered an issue?
I think because it has the ability, let's assume, to light things and burn things with.
A hot piece of metal probably could do that also.
It probably could, but it's seen probably together with the light together with the rest of the fire. I'm a little bit bothered by some of the things you were bothered by as well. I'm bothered by some of the things you were bothered by with the same. I probably have the same on some of that point. I was bothered with a little bit of the same argument. I think I have that there. Footnote 11 basically deals with that. Right? That's what deals with that very point a little bit. Okay. So that's in terms of the right bit. Now I'm going to try to go things the other direction. So right now, if Shlomo Zalman wanted to argue, of course it's age. Not only is it age, but that's a ram. It's even age, but that's a right bit, which is a bit of a chiddush. Okay, a classical way to think of this was machlokas ram right bit. But now, if Shlomo Zalman is being noted to the point, the way of course it's age, even but that's a right bit. Now we're going to do the shift, the other direction completely. And tell you that even Bedasa Rambam, one really has to look much more carefully in what the Rambam is actually saying. The Rambam didn't necessarily say that you're chayiv for simply being mechamei mes tamateches. The Rambam made the following, seemed to say, he made some qualifications there. Hamavir kol shehu chayiv, ushe tzarech leifram, we get back to the end point of this, where it gets to the metal, chayin, Hamachamim es habarzel kedei litzarfo b'mayim. Hareza told us ma'aver v'chayiv. The Rambam has a very basic qualification that you're not just stam chayiv for being machamim es hamateches. It's your machamim es hamateches kedei litzarfo. The simple read of the Rambam is that you're not always chayiv. It's only when it has a specific. What's that? Oh, so Frek, exactly. So Frek was Shlomo Zalman, and therefore he thinks the Rambam can't mean this. Therefore, he shololed this completely. However, maybe it's going to be reason to think this is going to be so. But he shololed this, but completely b'dasa Rambam, that the civil reader of the Rambam is that. However, the Rambam seems to pass in The Rambam seems to pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. What Mishmash Rabbi Yehuda? The Malacha Shein is Vichla Gufa is Chayev. So if you seemingly, if you this would be at best, the Malacha Shein is Vichla Gufa. So I'm doing it. I'm doing the same Havara, but I'm just doing it for the wrong purposes. So L'chora, that should be Chayev. L'chora, that should be Chayev. It shouldn't matter with Asa Rambam. So Elamai, he tries to do all types of, to get out of this, he tries to do all types of, present other ideas in order to re-explain this Rambam, suggests either the Rambam is giving you a shiur that was considered Havara here. Havara has to be at least to the level of, how hot is, I mean, I understand, usually when I burn, when I light a piece of wood on fire, I know how hot it has to get. When you light a piece of wood on fire, you know what's going to happen. However, when you light a piece of metal, what's lighting a piece of metal? Anytime I make a metal, I put a metal in the sand, it's automatically a fire. So Elamite, what's considered an age for this purpose? It's sheer enough, age kidei litzarfa. That's his first idea. And, or he continues, at least has to have a toeles. Why in the world would someone else ever want to heat up metal? So it must be, the reason why you're doing it is kidei litzarfa b'mayim. So now he basically labdafking it, in the sense that he's just doing it to give you a toeles. But that kidei litzarfa, but that's what Shlomo Zalman, but that's what Rambam is not significant at all. If even the first approach is just to give you a shear. However, could one possibly say, and this makes you rethink this, if you really look carefully at the Rambam, it is not at all convincing, number one, that, again, presenting the usual machlokas, whether or not the machayev of Havara is consuming something or creating a fire. But that's a Rambam. So it's usually in the Sefer Machlokas Rambam Ma'avid. If you look carefully at the Rambam, he starts off Hamavir Kol Shehu Chayev. But who sheyehet sarech le'efer? In that case, you're basically describing what? The Rambam's first message that he's giving you in terms of Havara is what?
Destruction.
Destruction, right? You're basically, he's describing the, not the fire, but he's describing what's happening to the Chefta HaNiveres. That's his first, Avel Nehivet Derech Hashchosa Potter Neshu Makalka. That's not nogei at us. He's describing when, even though you're destroying, that sometimes too could be a kavana. If you want to take the kama, not that the kama is a good thing, I shouldn't get on. I don't want to take beyond the kama, it may be subjectively a good thing on its own occasion, but it's a derisa. V'chein hamadlik es haner o es ha'etzim. So b'chein is not only when you're trying to create efer or yichayev, but even when you're trying to create light or heat, you're also chayev. That's the second thing. You're also chayev. So then, one could argue the case. Hamechanim, and then the next words are hamechanim es haparshel kedei litzarfo b'mayim hareza told us ma'vir v'chayev. Maybe then, What the Rambam is doing is that he's describing that in Mateches, the Geder HaMalacha is, it needs to be doing something to it. You need to be trying to accomplish something on it, on the Mateches, to the Mateches. The same way you started off, that the Iker is Hushach Le'efer. And you have to be the nature of the malacha, maybe in terms of malacha shizul gufa, that another Torah, it's not mukhruch again, but another, often achronim or machalik with asa rambam between avos and toldos. That's a rambam, it's a Torah which is often said. Here we're dealing with a toldo of havara. So maybe in toldo, you would say that malacha shizul gufa would be pater, maybe you would need malacha shizul gufa. But even with asa rambam, the simple pshat of the Rambam is that it's only kedei litzarfa. Why? I don't know. Maybe you would need to answer it. But the simple interpretation is still it's only kedei litzarfa, which is bechlal not shayach here. Which is bechlal not shayach in terms of in terms of our incandescent light. It's not, I'm not trying to do anything to the filament in terms of change its form, and nor, even if I be trying to, it doesn't happen. I don't change its form, a kosher.
I understand that you're saying because it was at first, therefore that's different, but it could be because it's saying, starting off with the kosher example, then it's only kosher if it's paper, therefore like any method's burned as opposed to...
The kosher was the smallest fire, to be the smallest candle would also be a... In terms of your focus, I would think I'm trying to create a fire. The smallest flame or the smallest nair would be a fine way to start. If that was your Iker perspective, that was it. The truth is the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he actually somehow read this Rambam. I don't know where he was coming from, but he read into this Rambam's Namah. The Iker is clearly not the consumption. Others are bothered by this too, and I'm with them. I don't see where he got this from, but that in reading the Rambam. So even with that Rambam, it's not at all going to be simple. That's where Rav Moshe writes in his, this will finish right now, Rav Moshe writes in his that same tshuva, that the math put together, The aims that chosher can neveres with tshila shel chasmal kiven the dafka achres man habi. They don't necker the neveres at all. He seems to say you need that and it needs to be consumed. And he's not in the Rambam. If Moshe not nachas between the Rambam and the Ravid or anything like that, if your purpose is not that way, derech agav it mechap and hakmino. So this will finally the very last point is that because it's not an eish. Or maybe an age, it's a chesaron in your kavana, which may have other nafkamina in terms later for kiboy or other nafkamina, which will come out. I mean, it's being an age. Maybe we'll pick up Mirta Hashem next time of what the nafkamina of whether or not this is an age or not.